Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everybody. It is a Tuesday about to get brutally cold, as Adam just laid out nice right now. Ask Adam Anything, bottom of the hour, Jamie Ukis, 135, Congressman Pete Stauber, running for re-election, 235. Who won't wear a mask? This one has me seriously shaking my head. But can we just talk a little Holy Angels here at the start, Adam? Because I saw it pop up a couple hours ago. I've heard you with the news, 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock. Okay, give me the wording again, and then does it surprise you that the school and the officials are not giving any more information whatsoever?
Unforeseen emergency is the wording, and yes, I'm surprised there is no further information. Usually, if it's now, there's some reporting on Twitter by unofficial sources that it possibly was threats and that bomb squads were called in to investigate, but no official word from either police or the school. So I think maybe the size of the, you know, the private smaller high school maybe has something to do with maybe why we're, I guess, information is limited, but that's only speculation.
Yeah. Well, I know you'll keep looking at it and the rest of the news team and other media outlets, so I'll be curious to see how that does play out. Obviously, we'd love to have you follow us on Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show, at AC830, at Dan Cook, WCCO. We'd love to have you podcast the show. We get it that the app just doesn't measure up, and I just don't understand at all. I just don't really understand. I don't understand why this company that I work for just doesn't admit that this app doesn't work and we fire whoever installed the app and we start over again. Because we want you to podcast the show, and one way to podcast the show, because that's an easier way where the feed doesn't get broken up, is through the app, but also Odyssey.com. So go ahead and do that. Nina Totenberg has covered the Supreme Court for a number of years. She is viewed, I don't know if it's two or three, five or six, but very connected to the Supreme Court for decades on how they arrive at certain decisions, what's going on. And she has a lengthy story today about many issues, including, you know, conservatives vying for voices and maybe more tension. And maybe it's COVID related. We're all a little more tense, it seems like, at times because of COVID. And it's a very interesting read. It's very interesting, too, as a reminder of John Roberts and the position, how he was just going to be a justice. And then with Rehnquist's death, where Samuel Alito thought he was going to be the chief justice. It's just Totenberg is very well connected on both sides of the aisle, the perceived aisle, on justices, and it's a very good read. But the part that stands out to me, and again, we've talked mask on this show almost from the start. We talked mask yesterday on this show, the restaurant dance, how odd it is, right? How We walk into a bar, we walk into a restaurant, got the mask on, either we decide we want it on or it's a requirement of the business or the city. We go to the table, and as soon as food arrives or drink arrives, we take the mask off. Then we walk over to the bathroom or somewhere else, we put the mask on, and we get back to the table, we take it off. We know the cloth masks do not work anywhere near as well as the N95 masks, and that this administration is months and months behind providing N95 masks for as many people who want to wear them. But I saw an item about this a week ago, and I didn't think much about it, but then Totenberg mentions this, that they are now appearing the Supreme Court. Some of the greatest legal minds we could ever have. We can have debates on appointments and length, but here is supposed to be one of the examples of the best of the best of our country. Debating important issues, great lawyers doing that, healthy exchanges, passionate philosophical differences, but rooted in respect, commitment to the Constitution, and the way laws are written. One of the justices is Sonia Sotomayor. I was reminded again last week and seen here in the story that Justice Sotomayor has diabetes. My boy Mikey has diabetes. My radar goes up when I see diabetes. I will fully admit that. And because of that, now that they're coming back together, the Chief Justice reminded everybody and asked the other justices, out of respect for Justice Sotomayor and diabetes, there's study after study after study showing immune compromise are more vulnerable if they should get COVID. That out of respect for Justice Sotomayor, this has nothing to do with if you agree with her on her writings. This is just health. That out of respect, wear a mask. Everybody did. That is, everybody did one. Justice Gorsuch, who sits next to Sotomayor. So instead of all of the justices, all nine in court together, I should turn the volume down. She conducted her part of the OSHA debate, the mandate debate, which is obviously very important, in conference. Telephone. Everybody else was there. Now, I've been monitoring Twitter. I've been monitoring statements. If I've missed something from some clarification on this, please point it out to me. Because I don't want to hear, well, you know, Justice Gorsuch is to the right and Justice Sotomayor to the left. What the hell does that have to do with just respect for someone's health during COVID? They don't even have to get along. They can have personal differences. Hope not. I hope we can just come together as the example of Antonin Scalia and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, how they were great friends. Disagreed passionately on the law interpretations. Agreed on many, many points, by the way, obviously. But still had a great friendship. What's wrong with that? This just is a reminder how we just see it everywhere. And again, if there's some clarification on Justice Gorsuch on this point, I am willing to point that out. But this is the part of COVID that is just head shaking to me. Disagree with policies, disagree with mandates, disagree with what schools are doing, all levels. But when you're around someone who has an illness where they're going to be more vulnerable, you can't wear a mask. We get a lot of texts from people. This is overblown. It's just the flu. Live your life. Get out of the basement. Are you telling me right now that if you were around someone who's immune compromised, out of just respect for their health with a transmissible disease, that you wouldn't wear a mask in this case. When we're talking about some of the brightest intellect in our country, and we can't even get someone as smart as Neil Gorsuch, or if it's been corrected, tell me, I don't see it, but just others who won't do it. If you're one who doesn't believe, text me. Call me. If you're one who believes and you look at this and you're upset, you want to add something, let me know. When we come back, I want to hear from Adam and Dan on this point, because this is disheartening. This is insulting. Just wear a mask for respect to someone's health, or in other cases when you might be that person who has to take less than a second, put on a mask to help out somebody who in this case you might know or not might not know. 651-461-9226. We can't do this simple thing, really? That's where we are in 2022. Something as simple as this. 651-461-9226. I have asked Dan to pick out a music theme today. Adam, at this point, it's a song you know. Do you have a guess at the theme today? I have no idea myself.
Well, I guess the easy answer would be Motown.
Or I'll go just Stevie himself.
Yeah, Motown would be more thought than I actually put into it, Adam, so I appreciate the compliment. No, it is just Stevie himself, because on this day in 1989, one Stevie Wonder became the youngest person ever inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at the age of 38.
Whoa. Does Jenna still believe that Stevie has had his sight the entire time and this is just a bit?
Yes.
I mean, she has to,
I believe
to, right?
So.
If you're going
to
go with that bit, you got to just stick with it, don't you?
Do you know who else believes that? Shaquille O'Neal also believes that Stevie Wonder has been faking that he's blind for, I don't know, 60-some years or so.
I'm just assuming we can throw Kyrie Irving in that group too as well. I mean,
Could be. Can't ask Kyrie about vaccines, by the way. Reporter asked him a couple questions, and no, you can't ask me that. Okay, if you're just joining us, I'm picking up on the report. It's factual because it was reported by multiple outlets last week and picked up again by Nina Totenberg in a longer story today, that Neil Gorsuch, sitting next to Justice Sotomayor, knowing that Justice Sotomayor has diabetes, knowing that the Chief Justice asked all the justices to wear a mask, I'm sure the N95 mask, so Justice Sotomayor, who's immune compromised because of diabetes, could appear, that Justice Gorsuch, again, sitting next to her, would not do it. And so she appeared on the phone. And I'm just saying, why again? Adam, you hear this story, you think what?
The misconception that people have that personal freedom somehow trumps common courtesy. And that a texter nailed it, and I might have missed it here. Like, if you're on a plane and someone has severe peanut allergy, they ask you not to open a bag of peanuts. If you're the person that says, it's my right to do so, and you open it anyway, you're not exercising your rights. You're an a-hole. And that nails it. I mean, that's what you are. It's just, but again, that's where we are. I mean, and masks, you know, far be it from a society to come together and for the common good, but there has been so much erosion in what the facts are in this case that masks are just now a point over how poorly this whole situation has gone. I mean, I was in two different Costcos over the weekend, and one in one community, one in the other. And based, I mean, you know exactly what you're going to get when you're in one community as opposed to the other. The amount of masking in the one Costco as opposed to the other, it's just, I mean, it's so predictable, too. It's just like, okay, just right. Like if you spend any time out of an outstate Minnesota, greater Minnesota, you know the masking situation as opposed to places in the metro area. It's not surprising, but I mean, if you're that person who says Justice Gorsuch, who will forget more about the law today than I'll ever know, and be obviously much more advanced and if he can't say, you know what, I'll be the one. If I don't want to wear a mask, so guess what? Right. I'll do the. I'll be on the phone. I mean, if you can't even do that,
right?
Then that's. I mean, it's pathetic. It's. But that's
the last text.
Welcome
here,
to the
Dan,
U.S.
Before you jump in, by the way, I have my next question for Adam. For Ask Adam Anything, why is he shopping at so many Costcos over the weekend? I mean, that's right at the top of the list for me now. So much erosion in common decency. That's it, Dan. That is it. Just because you're Neil Gorsuch and a highly, highly intelligent person doesn't mean that you're a decent person. And I'm sorry. I am questioning your decency. If you're sitting next to someone, you're right next to someone, they're immune compromised, you've been asked to do it, and you don't do it. Why? Is he signaling? Is he loaded on ivermectin? Is he believing in these conspiracies? You can't, out of respect, or as Adam just said, great point. You know what? I don't agree. But you know, I'll let Justice Sotomayor be there. Do you think Justice Alito and Justice Thomas agree with Justice Sotomayor on legal issues?
Anything.
No, but they wore a mask. We just can't be decent in that way, Dan.
And the sad part about it, the embarrassing, truly, part about it, which is, I think, the key word, is we live in a country and in a culture that has a long history of people sacrificing for one another for the greater good in this country.
And to much, much greater extent.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly.
I mean, go back to the Greatest Generation. I mean, there's all right. You need to see. Folks that at the level that they were sacrificing back then look at this now and see people being petty like this and saying, no, I'm not going to wear a mask because it's my body, my freedom. You wear a mask, you sheep, would be embarrassed. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And, it you know, for me, it's a faith issue.
Yes, sir.
Because we, you know, you draw on the Christian faith and you go back. The whole thing is about sacrificing for the greater good, sacrificing for those who can't. It's Justice Sotomayor can't help the fact she has diabetes. She just does. Okay. This isn't, you know, a type
exactly.
2 situation. She can't help it. This is the disease that she has. So the rest, it's incumbent upon the rest of us then to make room and to make small sacrifices. And this is the most minute of sacrifices, wearing a mask, to try and help each other out. It doesn't, if nothing else, set an example for other people. You know, I mean, if it's not something you personally believe in, just say, I'm going to set an example where at least I'm showing that I'm going to really willing to make this minor, tiny, small, I can't emphasize that enough, sacrifice for other people, for the betterment of other people. It's embarrassing.
Among the texts coming in, if you're immune compromised, then wear an N95, then it doesn't matter what people are doing for theater. Cloth masks don't work per Dr. Ostrom. Yes, I know. We have him on the show every Wednesday. So... what people are doing for theater. No, it is transmissible. Okay, apparently this is complicated. So, yes, it helps immensely if Justice Sotomayor wears an N95 mask herself. Do you know what else helps? I mean, I can't believe we have to explain this. It also helps if you, someone else in the room who is not immune compromised, who apparently doesn't believe in masks, also wears a mask to prevent this from happening. And it's simple. And I'm so glad you just chimed in, Adam, because Dan's point is right on. 9/11 happens. It's months after George Bush wins an election where Democrats said over and over again, he's not my president. Look what happened in Florida. Look what happened with Jeb Bush. Look what happened with the votes with Ralph Nader and so on and so forth. But when that happened, for a few months, it was like the whole country was willing to help. And then we lost it, let alone in our world wars. Now, we won't put on a mask to help our people or other simple areas where we will confront people, Adam, who work at a store. Maybe making good money, maybe making enough money as they want to stay at that job for a long time, maybe as a step up. They didn't set the policy, but what do? We yell and scream at them.
Yeah.
Because we don't agree with it, and we can't even show. And that doesn't mean give you can't give an opinion in platforms, but not to the guy who's working at Best Buy, who's just wearing the mask because that's what the company said, and he or she is asking you, Adam Carter, or me, whoever, can you just follow the policy?
Yeah.
Simple as that.
The perfect example, the last time I flew, I was in the security line. Everybody's wearing masks except this one couple. I will not forget this. They clearly were not going to be wearing masks until they got up to the TSA agent who handed their license, and then they put their masks on. But just in that moment saying, you know, it's my right not to wear a mask. At the same time, I'm still taking my shoes off to go into an airport. Why the hell are you doing that?
Right.
Why are we all doing that? Hello?
Yes.
You know, in those moments after 9/11, you know, there were some people pushing back to that, including on some overreach that the government did after 9/11, Patriot Act. And there were serious questions about, okay, what's infringing on my rights as opposed to what's protecting the country as a whole? Those were legitimate questions then. But to tell me that this is somehow that you're totally willing now to take your shoes off and take your belt off and stand there as people scan you, but by God, I'm not wearing a mask.
Okay. Around someone who has a significant medical condition who could be impacted by this more than you. Having fun. Completely different topics coming up with Ask Adam Anything. Let's get a bunch of phone calls and texts with 651-461-9226.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Texts coming in. We'd love some phone calls also. Let's go. Phone calls for Adam Carter. Ask Adam Anything. Bunch of voicemails. Let's go with calls and text 651-461-9226. Adam, any more thoughts of bringing back going to the lake this year for WCCO? Those were some of the best shows.
I would be 1,000% in on going back to the lake, especially on a Friday afternoon show. I agree 100% with the texter. Love getting out and seeing people face to face like that, especially if it's a beautiful location, which often it was. And especially, you know, it gets a chance to, like, some of these local communities and some of these restaurants where we go, gives them a chance to show off their great stuff. 100%. And I, if folks are listening who are on the sales staff here at the wonderful Odyssey Minneapolis.
They listen to this show?
It seems to me a no-brainer to make that happen.
I'm with you. I think we had to walk a line. I think we did it where we couldn't. Let's say, because again, closer to the sales staff, let's say let's pick out Worthington. We can't do 3 hours on Worthington. But can we highlight two or three features?
Yeah.
And have super likable people on the air who were unbelievably kind to us and resonated with people listening, whether they're in the Twin Cities or on the app? For sure. We had so much fun. Just a reminder, and I get how people, if they don't pay attention to this, Adam, we have nothing to do with CBS now. We are owned by Odyssey. Odyssey bought CBS, when was it? 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 2 years ago, whenever it was. But we have the same call letters. And then for, I don't know, you guys tell me, for about 6 months, the decision was made to get rid of CBS News. Well, guess what happened? COVID happened. And the right decision was made to put CBS News back at the top. So I get how people get confused on our tie. They're not going to change call letters, Carter. TV.
No.
Should we change our call letters? No. I know we were first, but should we change our call letters, no, or do we just keep it?
I would not change these call letters. No.
Mike is in Mora. Go ahead, Mike. You're on WCCO.
Hi, Adam. My question for you involves ice fishing.
Yeah.
When you're on the big pond with your buddies, you got to kind of pick and choose who you go with. And I was wondering, do you go for a short, stiff rod, or do you like the longer rod for the flexibility of it? Mm. Or do you want something with a flag so when the flag goes up, it can just rip lips?
Yep. Great question.
So many comments I can make. I'll just.
I know. But Mike, that's a serious question. And I, you know, the trend now in ice fishing is going to the longer fishing rod for even ice fishing, like even in the 40 inch category, which is, that's a long ice fishing rod. And I've moved on from tip ups. Two tip ups are a lot of work to me. They have a thing called the Finicky Fooler, which my buddy Mike Nelson got me. And the Finicky Fooler is just a very easy setup for a dead stick. And you put that, hook that up with the dead stick and the Finicky Fooler, and that is a nice presentation. Chad, I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I have never ice fished once in my life.
Well, that's going to change.
If it was like one of those mansions out there, you know, where there's the direct TV, and I mean, there's the kitchen, there's the bed, I'm all in. But if it's sitting out there tomorrow when it's 4 below on my favorite lake in the state of – do you know what my favorite lake is in the state of Minnesota?
I'm going to guess it's Waconia.
Medicine Lake.
Oh, yeah.
Big Medicine
Lake. Medicine Lake.
Medicine Lake. Best hidden lake in the state. I'm not sitting out there when it's 4 below
no,
on the bucket.
Nobody's doing
I'm
that.
Not going to do it.
Nobody's doing that. You have to have comfort.
Oh. You really think now nobody's doing that anymore? They've given up?
There's so many easy ways to get comfortable out on the ice that, no, I think that most people who are ice anglers, they'll go out when it's that cold, but they'll the ability to have like a portable fish house is just too easy. Nobody's suffering through sitting outside in bitter cold for an extended period of time.
Can we circle back to the fact that in Mike's question, what Adam's actually saying is that the size of the rod doesn't have anything to do with its effectiveness. That's, I think, the core of this question mm-hmm. that Adam has answered.
He also is very familiar with dead stick.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, if you could be a sports mascot for one game, who would it be and what would be your signature move? That's such a good question.
Yes, that is a great question. I mean, you got Crunch with the overextended clapping that Crunch always does. But, I mean, if you're looking at mascots, the Philly Fanatic is, you know, a legendary mascot.
Yeah. The big tongue. He likes to stick out the tongue.
Do we still have the San Diego Chicken? Is the San Diego Chicken
Ted
still around?
Gianolis. I don't know if the San Diego Chicken, I mean, is he the definitive sports mascot? Because he would go anywhere. He was down in Orlando when I was there years ago. A pretty demanding guy. I also, my personal favorite, Adam, I don't know if this counts as a mascot, but Captain Dynamite. Captain Dynamite, who would blow himself up after the game right around second base.
That's tough duty there. A tough way to make a living as Captain Dynamite.
He did it for decades.
Yeah.
Decades and decades. Do you have like a signature move? I mean, you were very excited about the dog mounting the
I'd do that.
Snowman yesterday. I mean,
that'd be me, you know, simulating sexual moves. That would be my mascot move. And I'd probably be looking for a job very, very quickly. If I had to be a mascot in town, let's keep the – who are you going with? Who's the best mascot in town?
Who is the best mascot in town?
It's Goldie.
Freshen up the material, though, with the head spinning, Goldie. Yeah, we've seen it.
But it's great. He milks it. You
remember
know,
when Goldie used to call the show?
I do remember that.
Yeah, he did. That's right.
Had a New Jersey accent.
Yeah,
I do.
The weirdest thing.
Crazy.
So, Goldie – Crunch, Nordy, I mean, come on. I don't think Nordy really works.
Nah, that's because the animal logo doesn't work. I mean, it's some nondescript. Right. Nobody knows what it is.
How about TC the Bear? We had a controversy
for sure.
When the one TC the Bear left and under mysterious circumstances, but that TC the Bear is still original TC the Bear on Twitter. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm intrigued by that controversy.
I don't get the TC Bear. I think the Twins should have the Twins, Minnie and Paul. And they should have two mascots and, you know, walking around. Not necessarily together all the time, but.
Should they be fighting some games?
Well, that'd be cool, yeah.
That'd be interesting for sure. Liven it up a bit.
Well, how about Crunch? I mean, Crunch doesn't exactly tie to the Timberwolves, does it? It was just sponsored. Just a Nestle Crunch sponsor.
Yeah, but it's a wolf. But he's a wolf. I mean, that's the...
He is a wolf.
He's also, remember, the only mascot in town to have wiped out the star player's parents, right?
Yes. Carl Towns' knee. I got a feeling Carl Towns received a nice little settlement from the Wolves on that particular one. All right, more very difficult probing questions like this one. Which mascot would Adam like to be... I don't think we ever heard your signature move. Maybe we'll get Adam's signature move when we come back, or your suggestions for Adam's signature move. We need more phone calls and texts. Let's go for Ask Adam Anything, 651-461-9226. Right back to the calls for Ask Adam Anything. Oh, wait. Hold on. How about the finger pistols? I think that should be your signature move.
I like the double.
A lot of finger pistols.
Double fist pump at the waist, you know, the pulling. That's a pretty good one.
I did, during one of the insomnia nights, went down a rabbit hole with Burt Reynolds. I did see Burt Reynolds working the Sun Bowl with Pat Summerall and Tom Brookshire, and I saw a fairly lengthy Burt Reynolds interview on early NBC Letterman, and he came out and Burt did the double finger pistols to
nice.
Paul Schaefer.
Love it.
And the band. So good. Mike is in Minneapolis. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, Adam.
Hi, Mike.
They're making a new Winnie the Pooh movie. You think they should cast Mike Zimmer as Eeyore?
That'd be pretty good. Just kind of unlucky all the time. And how about this, Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
You know what? It's 2021, 2022. Winnie, put on a pair of pants.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Who is next? I think Claire is next. Go ahead, Claire. You're on WCCO.
Yeah. Hey, Adam. Glad you had your colonoscopy the other day.
Thank you.
Wanted to tell you that. I was diagnosed with colorectal cancer 5 years ago. And even though, thank you, God, I'm good now after the surgery and stuff. But,
awesome.
Adam, let me ask you this. If they removed half of my ass from the inside, why doesn't it show from the outside?
Oh, God bless you and that your sense of humor and thankfully
yes.
You're still here. Thank you for the call, Claire. Great joke.
Claire, keep calling anytime. Was, she is
fantastic.
Brilliant.
Very good.
So good.
Great setup.
Very good. Some Twitter questions, too. How does the toaster know when the toast is done?
Well, that's the problem nowadays. I think the toaster, by and large, is not as good as she used to be. The old toasters were the best. They were fast, evenly spaced toast. They were the same on both sides. Nowadays, you can't, it's not done. One side is darker than the other side. Is ridiculous. What's happened?
You sound like Trump complaining that when the water.
The water, there's no, you got to flush 7-8 times. I like toasters that work. What's happened to the toasters?
Come on, grumpy old Adam on toast.
Toasters! They don't make it, but that's okay.
I'm a fraud because I don't have one right now, but the toaster oven is so much better.
Takes up too much room,
you know, the slices that you
put down. Takes up too much room.
Should more PGA tournaments during the playoffs go during the week, avoid conflicting with the NFL? What do you think?
That's great. Your guy Laz with that suggestion. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's a late night, if it's the Hawaii swing, as I like to call it. The
You like to swing in
hula,
Hawaii.
Hula, hula, hula. Tiny bubbles and such. But yeah, you want to walk. You want
any bubbles?
Little Don Ho reference.
Yeah, we got it. Thanks very much.
Appreciate you clearing that up.
Like Claire, you didn't have to explain the joke.
Tiny bubbles. But yeah, you watch it late at night, midweek. It's great.
Yes. I honestly, until NFL playoffs are done, they're in Palm Springs this week, LA coming up, Phoenix, Pebble, go during the week, avoid the competition. Excellent edition of Ask Adam Anything. CBS in the News up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.